On the bitterly cold morning of Saturday, January 26, 1940, crowds were lined 3 and 4 deep along West Lexington Street, between Liberty Street and Charles Street, backing up from the ticket booth of the Century Theater. The attraction was the grand opening of the much-heralded movie of Martha Mitchell's story of the passing of an era, Gone with the Wind, which turned out to be prescient, the story itself of that storied block of Lexington Street. Before World War II and during it, that block of West Lexington was always thick with shoppers coming and going to and from its retail stores and the Century Theater itself. There was another movie theater on the second floor in the same building called the Valencia, which you entered and left by taking an elevator. Out on the street there was Mr. Peanut, a fully costumed man dressed to look like a peanut and wearing a monocle, as did Mr. Peanut's living trademark. Walking about, he handed out samples of hot roasted peanuts to passers-by, compliments of Planters Peanut Store. There was too Whalen's, Goldenberg's, Baltimore Lunch, Ritz Cameras, Reed's. All had a presence, and so, too, did a blind beggar who could be seen seated on a low stool and reading his Bible in Braille and predicting for all passing that the end was near. And on the corner of Lexington, where it intersected with Charles, was one of Baltimore's great department stores, O'Neill's. But on the morning of June 28, 1961, 21 years after the premiere of Gone with the Wind, the city posted closed signs at both ends of this once and famous, now doomed block. The closing of the block, prior to its being knocked down to make way for Charles Center, was an act of mercy. Most of the stores had moved out. Stagnation turned to decay, decay to blight. A few days afterward, the wrecking ball did its work, and down came the walls, leaving only memories of the Century in the Valencia and Hyler's Fountain Shop and Reed's Drugs and Ritz Camera and Mr. Peanut and O'Neill's Department Store and one man selling lavender and another selling Armageddon. Curiously, in a Baltimore quirk, Gone with the Wind, the movie about the passing of an era, predicted the passing of the street it premiered on.